go in at all. And I think the only time he ever goes into church now is if there's a wedding.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I went on my own. My aunt, I spent a lot of time with my aunt in the summers. My mother's sister, they were very close. And my aunt was about 11 years older than my mother, so they were more like, she was more like a, treated her like a, her daughter. Mm-hmm. So we spent a lot of time in Elberton during the summers and holidays, and I spent a lot of time vacationing my summers out from school in Elberton and in Greenwood with my grandmother, with my aunt. And my aunt was very big in the Methodist Church. There were little small country churches, but we always went with her. My sister and I spent a lot of time together there with her. She always made us sing. She'd make us get up and sing. She played the piano in the churches. And sometimes we'd travel around the different churches where they needed a pianist. So it was a lot of fun. But mostly the Methodist Church growing up. Later, I got involved in the Baptist Church, mm-hmm. my husband and I stayed in the Baptist Church for about 18 years and then just decided it wasn't for me anymore. And in 85, I became Episcopalian. So
let's see. Do you remember anything about maybe like your first wedding?
My first wedding? Yeah. Yes.
Are you going to tell me about it?
Yeah, I remember. Actually, we started out to planning a bigger wedding, and then decided we didn't want to do that. So we ended up with just sort of a family thing, but we went to Greenville, South Carolina, and we got married in a Baptist church in Greenville, South Carolina. We just took the family and went over there. It was not, you know, Greenville's not that bad of a drive from Atlanta.
Did you have people up there with you?
Yes, my sister. Mm-hmm. My sister was with us and her husband. You know, our parents were there. So it was just mainly just us. Mm-hmm. Just us, very small. But it was nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a nice little wedding. That was that one. The other one, the second one, when I got married the second time, my husband had never been married. And he and I decided we were going to have a church wedding. And so we had a larger type of wedding.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't huge, but it was more with the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. And so we did the whole formal thing.
Right.
Which my kids refer to as the hippie wedding. Oh, we were married really? In 73, and all the guys have long hair and the big mustaches. Even my husband did.
Great pictures.
Oh, great. Great pictures.
Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit now just about the house and household stuff.
Okay.
It might be easier. Did you? You said you visited your grandparents when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe why don't you tell me a little bit about their place, about their house?
Well, my grandmother was by herself. My grandfather died. On my mother's side, this one I stayed with most. My grandfather died when I was 4 years old, so I remember him. But I don't remember their house that well. And after he died. He had been sick for a long time. He had cancer. And they eventually moved in with my aunt and uncle. So my grandmother remained there. But the house was, it was in Elberton, and it sat way back off the road. And then there was a smaller house in front of it that my aunt and uncle owned. They owned both houses. And my uncle's brother lived in the house in front, so we were just back and forth. Plus, he had another sister who lived across the street. So, and Elberton's such a small town, you know, you just